You are now listening to the Sinise Unfiltered Podcast with your host, Anthony Sinise, a hip, fresh, unfiltered perspective on all things dealing with sports, wrestling, music, politics, and everyday life. So get ready for the most opinionated man in the business. And now, Anthony Sinise.
Your boy Ant, thank you for tuning in to the Sinise Unfiltered Podcast, Sinise Unfiltered Maniacs. If you heard those two songs, you know who I'm talking about today. It's the WWE legend, the WWE Hall of Famer, the British Bulldog Davey Boy Smith, and I have the honor to speak to his daughter, Georgia Hart Smith, in an exclusive interview, and that's coming right up. As you know, last week was the Royal Rumble, so that means right now it is WrestleMania season, baby, and that means it's about to get down, it's about to get dirty. Again, Edge, Bianca Belair, congratulations. Now, as the kid, WWF, WWE, that was my life when I was a kid. And the British Bulldogs were one of my favorite tag teams of all time. Davey Boy Smith, rest in peace. Dynamite Kid, rest in peace. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Georgia Hart Smith.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Georgia Hart Smith. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Finally, we finally make it happen.
Finally. Finally made it happen. My computer here at the laptop was taking a bit to go, so sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. So how's everything going with you? How are you dealing with this whole COVID-19 situation?
Oh, boy. Well, at the moment, I'm good. My mom was here visiting, so that was nice that we did some recording with her with WWE. So, yeah, sorry for the delay. We were going back to back with that, and then it's been busy here with Super Bowl, and then I've got another guest coming in today. So it's just been crazy, but I'm trying to make the most of COVID right now. As you can see with my dad's social media, it's really taken off because, you know, during COVID, you know, there wasn't a lot of things to do. And obviously I wanted to keep pushing it and keep promoting it. But, you know, that was one of the benefits to you know, the time that I had was really investing in this. So I've just tried to make the most out of COVID, you know, as everybody else is. And I've gone through some good things and some bad things. You know, we've all had highs and lows in it. And we're on it together, you know.
Yeah, hopefully it will get better soon. You know, this is, I never thought in a million years I would be part of something like this. This is horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
It's horrible. So for those who don't know, Georgia Smith is the daughter of WWE Hall of Famer, the British Bulldog, Davey Boy Smith. One of my favorites, you know, two-time Intercontinental Champion, two-time European Champion. Two-time European Hardcore Champion, two-time Tag Team Champion, and one-time Intercontinental Champion.
Yep, and Hardcore Champion.
And Hardcore Champion, two times. And you know, he's a Hall of Famer, but I think he has to get in again because the British Bulldogs have to go in as a tag team in the Hall of Fame. I don't understand how they're not in yet.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think Dynamite, his reputation and his story has done the British Bulldogs any favors. So yeah, I don't know when or if that will happen. But my main priority and concern was my dad, because, you know, my dad wanted to be in it. from him being my dad and I'm his daughter. I know my dad, this would have been important to him. You know, obviously British Bulldogs was important to him, but my dad had such a long singles career and, you know, my dad became an icon on his own. So,
Yeah, he definitely did. So being the daughter of the British Bulldog, I know, you know, at a young age, you moved from Calgary, Alberta, Canada to Tampa. Talk about being on the road and all that traveling you had to do as a youngin.
I was born in Calgary in the 1987. And then in 1991, when I was about turning 4 years old, we moved to Tampa, Florida. And I lived there for the first, you know, 6 years of my life. So a lot of my memories early growing up was being in Florida and traveling with my dad, you know, from different shows, you know, whether it's in Tampa or to Anaheim or to Connecticut or to New York or to wherever. So I was privileged to travel with him at a young age and get to experience that. And today I have a passion for traveling. Unfortunately, with COVID, we can't really travel much, but I'm looking forward to doing that again. And, you know, growing up, I had, you know, Sherry Martel at my birthday parties and Legion of Doom. And, you know, Macho Man was often in and out of the house and Ultimate Warrior would come by. My dad was friends with Warlord. And, you know, those are all the big early 90s, you know, characters that I knew. And, you know, Brutus Beefcake and Hulk Hogan. And it was a really fun. I had a really fun childhood. And then, you know, in 1996, my cousin Matthew got sick with flesh-eating disease in Canada. And, you know, it was just time for us to go home and to be with the Hart family. And, you know, from there, unfortunately, my cousin at 13, he passed away from the disease, which, you know, was a really, really big, bad blow to our family. And, you know, we all came together for it and supported each other. And then the Hart Foundation started, you know, in 97, and, you know, that took off. And I think they had a lot of fun then. And I had a lot of fun being in Calgary with my family at the time and celebrating that. And, you know, my dad got the European championship belt. And it was good.
Awesome. So, you know, at a young age, also, I see you were into modeling and ballet. How fun was that?
Oh boy. So, you know, at a young age, I told my mom that I wanted to get into modeling and acting. And she, you know, I think I was like 7 years old when I told her that. And, unfortunately in Tampa at the time, there wasn't really a lot going, you know, it's growing the city, but at the time there wasn't a lot, but you know, Harry and I got our headshots done and she got us to do auditions and different things like that. And, I really love dancing and I love dancing today. I mean, maybe I'm not so good at it, but dancing really helps me relieve my stress and exercise. And my dad was actually a good dancer and he used to dance in Wigan at the nightclubs when he was living there growing up as a teenager. And so I think that's where I get it from. And my aunt, she could have been, you know, like Janet Jackson's or Prince's dancer or something. My aunt is really a talented dancer. They put me in that. And, you know, Harry was obviously into wrestling and sports and that was what they pushed him and encouraged him with. But, it was a lot of fun and it was cool, you know, having my parents, you know, having the British Bulldog in the audience and kids would be like, oh my God, your dad's the British Bulldog. When you come and see my recitals and
Okay. So at 17, you joined the Falconer Academy. Calgary.
Yeah.
And then the company of Rogues. And, you know, you're in films, Resurrection of the Champ, Hallmark, Lifetime, ABC original movies. How about acting? You ever thought about going to acting more?
When I was in all throughout school, I always took like drama and performance. And I just always, you know, I had a passion for film and movies and just being on screen. And that was something that my dad and I shared, you know, when we were together, you know, our bonding time together was watching films when he was home or going out and eating sushi. But, you know, some of the best memories of my life was just going to the movie theater. Again, unfortunately, that's where we can't really do that right now. But I really tried to, you know, in grade 7 through 9, really tried to get into acting. And then in high school, I joined the Patty Faulkner Academy, and that's where my mom, she started her Sunshine Girl Pictures, and her agency was that growing up. So I took that and I took all the courses and then tried to kind of branch out from there. And then in Calgary, whenever they had films being made, I always like jumped to the chance, you know, whether it was, you know, being an assistant or being an extra or just like kind of getting in their faces. But again, Calgary is not, it's not, it's not very, it's not Hollywood. It's not New York, but you know, I tried with what I could, you know, during school and, my first years out of school. And, yeah, but I would definitely love to get back in it. I mean, maybe I'm a little, you know, over the hill, but, you know, I believe that there's roles.
Never too old,
There's roles for everybody, I think. And, you know, if it's not, I would love to just get back like on screen in some capacity. So, that's a very good question.
Okay. So I also saw that you participated in a workout video with your parents. How did that go?
So my parents, they actually had a workout DVD, or at the time it was a cassette. They my dad, my mom invested a lot of money into it, and it was through Pyramid Productions in Calgary, and they rented a warehouse and used my uncle BJ's workout equipment. My uncle BJ ran a gym, and they had all that in there, and they were shooting from, you know, all hours, day and night for God. It was months, probably about 6 months, just all day, all night. And, yeah, they really enjoyed it. And I, you know, I wish more people could see it. And, you know, I did give the DVD to WWE. So, I mean, maybe they'll put it on the network or in my dad's, documentary coming up, you guys will see clips of it. Somebody put it on YouTube, but I got it taken down. And yeah, so they had me in it. They did little interviews with me. They saw, you know, showed my room around. I don't know if that's in the DVD, but, I had posters of the Spice Girls everywhere. And, you know, I really enjoyed it, and it was a lot of fun. And they just captured Harry and I, as kids there. And, you know, my dad and I are riding the motorcycle together and just different things. But, you know, as a 10-year-old, it was pretty cool.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, so you also graduated from Connecticut School of Broadcasting for TV and radio with honors, and you interned at Fox Radio, NBC Channel 8, and daytime television. How was your experience at Connecticut School of Broadcasting? Because that's actually the school I'm looking at here in Orlando.
Well, you sure did your research because you got everything bam, 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 correct. Yeah, so I went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting back in 2011, and it was good. It was you know, I got a lot of cool experience being in front of the camera and behind the camera. And I actually really enjoyed editing that I learned there. I edited a lot of projects. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it's something that if you want to proceed in broadcasting, you know, that's definitely a good way to go, is to take the school there. And, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, you're going to be an overnight star or anything, but you know, it will get your foot in the door. You know, I went from there, and while I was in school, I interned at Fox, I interned at NBC, and I, you know, at the time I was doing it all for free while I was working. So you know, it's not easy at all, and sometimes, you know, you're gonna get stressed out in school, just like with anything. But you know, it's all worth it. And you'll meet a lot of people, and everybody in my experience there, they all want to just like help each other. And everybody has different skills. You know, I may have not have been so good with like running the board when I was in radio, but you know, I had people in the school that would help me, that would show me. Yeah. And then in turn, I would help them with editing or something. So everybody is there for the common goal, and you know, nobody's trying to like, I'm better than you. It's not like a competition. Yeah. Everybody wants to help. So, and the teachers are really good too. And if you have any questions or, you know, are struggling with something, they'll help you.
Okay. Yeah, actually I applied. It was like, I think like 7 years or maybe 8 or 9 years ago. And, you know, they only accept a certain amount of people for each class. And one thing, you know, cause I would love to be like a broadcaster or have like a TV radio show, like, you know, like First Take or, you know, commentary for WWE or something like that. That's my dream. And I took my kids with me, and you know, when you do the audition, they have you, you know, reading the lines, and they have you outside on the TV screen. My kids are like, oh my God, that's on TV. That's on TV, you know? And I got accepted, and I also had a scholarship, but then my wife had got pregnant and I had to put it on hold for a while. So that's something I think I'm gonna get back into. But again, like you said, you know, you go in there for, you know, broadcasting, but they teach you all the other things, you know, that, which is great also. So yeah, that's definitely something I want to look into. So, you know, your father passed and you were 14. And I can just see how you and your dad had a great relationship. Just talk about your dad.
My dad, he was, you know, I know everybody can say my dad was this, my dad, like just in general, you know, daughter speaking, but you know, the man I knew was an amazing, warm, funny, just generous, just all around, just an awesome person. And, you know, my dad had this kind of energy about him that would make you want to be better. And, you know, he, when he walked into a room, all eyes were on him. I mean, not just because of, you know, his physical stature, but because of who he was on the inside, like exuded on the outside. And, you know, he never gave up. He never quit with anything. And, you know, he, my dad went through a lot of things, you know, good and bad. And, you know, in the last few years of his life, some things were really bad and were really tragic and sad. And, you know, my dad never dwelled. He never had the victim mentality. He could have been like, oh, woe is me. This has happened. This person's died. I'm injured. I feel like I'm going to die. He never was like that. You know, I say to myself when I'm feeling low, like, well, what would Davey do? You know, my dad broke his back and he still, you know, he tried to recover as much as he could. And then, you know, he went to the gym every day and, you know, wanted a better life for himself. And he didn't let anybody stop him. And he had a lot of naysayers and a lot of, well, you know what the industry's like, you know, and he didn't let that bring him down. And, you know, that was a lot of things that my dad, you know, unfortunately he died at an early age, but he left a lot of lessons and things for me to learn and just based on him. And I'm, you know, grateful for all the time that unfortunately I didn't get a whole lot of time with my dad, you know, cause he was gone for most of my life. But, you know, the last couple of years of his life, I was, lucky enough to spend time with him and to really learn about him. And, I hope people with my social media that I run and his Icons episode coming up on the WWE Network and his Hall of Fame, you know, people will see the guy that I knew.
Definitely. So, I know you live in Tampa and you're really close to your brother, Harry. How's Harry doing? Cause let me tell you, when him and Tyson were together forming the Hart Dynasty, that was one of my favorite tag teams, you know. I think they won the tag titles twice. Any thought of him going back to WWE? How's his relationship with WWE?
It's good. His relationship is good with them. You know, I don't know what the next step, like what his next chapter or what it holds. Like I'm his sister and I can't even tell you cause I have no idea, but, you know, just be ready to see a lot more of him.
Awesome. Have you ever had the itch to wrestle?
No, really? Not at all. Like there's never been any, and it's just growing up, you know, and people ask me like, you know, why wouldn't you want to get into it? Like why? And I'm not athletic. And you know, if you had, I don't know if you have a daughter, but
yes, I do.
If you had a daughter back in the Attitude era, you know, aggression era, if your daughter said, Dad, I want to be a wrestler, what would you say?
Yeah, I hear you. Nope.
So my dad was like, no, that's not. And I'm not saying it's a bad life or anything because my dad loved what he did and Harry loves what he did. But for my being my dad's daughter, he was like, no, I this is not the life I want you to have. Yeah. And he kind of, I'm sure maybe if I were to sit him down and really be like, please, I want to do it. Maybe he would have like entertained it for like an hour. But that's about it, really.
So what do you think about, because like you said, back then in the Attitude Era, the females were pretty much looked at as divas, not wrestlers like they are now. And I mean, right now, you know, you have Charlotte Flair, you have Natalya, you have Bianca Belair, you know, Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks, Becky. You can go down the line, you know, how great these female wrestlers are right now. What do you think about the female WWE wrestlers?
Yeah, that
right
brings
now?
Up a good point because, like, what I was just talking about, like, if I was, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15, and, you know, Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair were on TV, you know, that probably would have been. You know, maybe my dad, I think, would have been more open to it because, you know, like we said, you know, they're athletes and they're amazing at what they do and they're inspiring and they're motivating and, you know, they're like proper girl power. So, you know, when I watch them, I'm like, wow, like even today, I'm like, you know, and people can say like, oh, well, Charlotte got everything because of her dad. And it's like, she has skills. She is amazing at what she does. And, you know, I know she didn't, you know, get right out of high school and start wrestling, but she's really proved a lot. And I think she's so good. She's so talented. And along with Bianca Belair, they're like my top two.
Yeah.
That was all.
No. And I was going to say that because I hate when people say that about Charlotte, or because of her father, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah, maybe he may help get her foot in the door, but she has earned everything she had gotten. I mean, like I said, she is phenomenal in that ring. Like, she could be the best of all time. You know, she's really awesome. You know, I'm happy for her. Glad she's back. I'm so happy for Bianca Belair.
Me too.
You know, I live here in Orlando, and I was at me and my boy Rob. We're at NXT. You know, we're there every week, you know. And when you see some of these NXT stars go get moved up, it's like you're a parent because you feel like you're proud, you know, because you've been there from the beginning and seen them rise up, you know. And I was so happy for her a Sunday. Like, it's funny because I said this earlier last year. Me and my buddies always talk about the Rumble and all the stuff coming up. I said, my picks for this year, I said, Edge is going to win. And I said, Bianca Belair is going to win. And I was right. So I was so happy.
That's I was really happy to see that she won. Because I think, like you said, like I've seen her since NXT. Yeah. And she is just all around such a cool, good package. And amazing. So, kudos to them.
Yeah, she deserved it. She deserved it. Okay, so I'm going to name some names. I just want you to tell me your relationship with them. Okay, because a lot of people might not. Oh, my God. Okay, Stu Hart.
My grandfather on my mom's side.
Diana Hart. Jim Neidhart. Tyson Kidd.
Cousin-in-law. Cousin.
Natalya. Bretton Owen. Okay. And the British Bulldog.
My papa.
Okay. All right. So, this is one thing I want. Okay. What is your favorite match of your father's?
Favorite match. I'm going to go with SummerSlam 1992. And
that's mine.
And you know, I think we all know why. You know, he main evented, headlined in his home country. You know, just the whole story around it, sold it out in 10 hours. Just the atmosphere, the energy, just, you know, it was just a beautiful masterpiece. It's never been done before and it's never been done again. And I think that was my dad's number one moment. So I'm gonna go with that one.
Yeah, so I love that match, but as far as the British Bulldogs, my favorite match of them is WrestleMania 2 when they finally got the titles from the Dream Team from Valentine the Beefcake. Okay, let me ask you this. Was Matilda your dad's dog?
So Matilda was a show dog, you know, like a little superstar dog, and she was done breeding puppies, and so she, you know, moved on to the next part of her career, which was in WWF at the time, and she traveled with the British Bulldogs all over, and, you know, she was used to traveling from her show dog days, and she had a really good relationship with my dad. She kind of thought my mom was okay. She didn't really like Dynamite. She didn't really like...
Oh, really?
And so, yeah, and she was very territorial of my dad. Like, she kind of tolerated my mom, but she was like, this guy is with me. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, she'd like, pee on the bed, like, to, like, on my mom's spot to be like, you're not staying there. Like, she was very possessive of my dad. But yeah, when they weren't traveling, she just stayed with us. So she was our dog, but wasn't, if that makes sense.
Okay. And, you know, and I've wanted one of those dogs ever since then. I always wanted one of those
dogs. Yeah, they're amazing. So, and Winston, it was the same thing. Yeah. Winston stayed with us. I was older with Winston, mm-hmm. so I have some more memories with him and walking him on the leash. And he was really cute. I don't know which one I would pick, Matilda or Winston. They're just both so cute, or so sweet. Yeah. But yeah, for the most part, they were our dogs, but or my dad's dog, but yeah, they were cool.
Okay, cool. How, so let's talk about davyboysmith.com. Let me explain that to us.
So, davyboysmith.com. So as we talked about earlier, you know, during COVID, you know, I was in a position at my work because I work in events with iHeart, and there's been no events going on, as you can imagine. And I was like, well, you know, what can I do right now? And I just felt like I needed, I don't know, just something inside me was like, I want to take my dad's stuff to the next level. And I was like, you know, people are always asking about his workouts and his diets, and people are always asking me questions on his social media. And I just thought, what's some place where we can have this all in one thing? So I thought, let's start a website for him. And I started the website, and on his website, you know, it's frequently asked questions. Any questions you want to ask about my dad, about Harry and I, or, you know, anything, you know, as long as it's not inappropriate or rude, you know, I always answer. I'm always up to date on it. You know, his wrestling, his stores, he's got a couple of stores, online stores, Pro Wrestling Tees and Wrestle Merch Central, which is based in the UK. You can see all of his merchandise line on there. And pictures, bios, news, pretty much any breaking news that I get with my dad, you know, whether it's the documentary or Hall of Fame stuff, I post it on there, and then I post it on Instagram. But yeah, it really took off, and it's my little baby.
Okay, yeah, I enjoy it. How would you like your father to be remembered?
I would like him to be remembered as the best, the greatest British wrestler of all time.
Okay.
And just an amazing father.
A nice
person, human being.
There you go. Awesome. So, part of the WWE. What are your thoughts of the state of the WWE?
I think
right
it's
now?
Great.
Good. One thing with me, like, yeah, I'll be honest. Like, I record, you know, NXT, SmackDown, Raw every week. But to me, it is so hard to watch because without the fans, it is just not the same. You know, it is so hard. Even with the Thunderdome, I love it, you know, but It is so hard without the fans.
Yeah, and I think, you know, WWE, they've done a really good job with what they've been given and what they've been dealt with. And, you know, kudos to them because they never stopped. You know, they could have been like, right, you know, let's pause this and let's just go forward, you know, when we know, like, what a better idea of what's going on. But it's like, nope, they're taking the right protocol, precautions. They're having people take tests constantly, all the time. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, we don't have an audience, so what can we do? Okay, we don't have this, so what can... And they've really taken it to the next step as best as they could. Because, you know, they could have just kept staying at the PC, and it's like, well, no, like, they're constantly evolving and changing. It's like, as far as we know of, this could be our future for the longest time, you know? I hope not,
no,
but...
God, I hope not.
You know, they're... but they're making it count. So I applaud them for that because it's not like, you know, like a singer where they're touring nonstop and then they have a break and then, you know, they might do some media and press at home or whatever. WWE, they're going nonstop every week. There's no break. So it's like, that's admirable.
Yeah. I was so upset because when we found out that our WrestleMania was going to Tampa last year, like I said, me and my friend always go to NXT, and we got as soon as the tickets went on sale, we bought tickets for Mania. So as the months kept getting closer, like, yes, so it's almost time. It's almost time. Then when it got canceled, I'm like, oh, like my heart was broken. I was so ready to be at Mania. And I know this year it's in Tampa again. And they're doing that two-day thing again. I didn't like that. I'm not a fan of the two-day WrestleMania thing. But I don't know if they're going to let fans in this year. Hopefully,
yeah, as far as I'm aware of, I saw on WWE.com that they are they're going to be selling tickets. But it's going to be, from the sounds of it, it's just going to be like a limited audience, you know, limited people. So, I mean, hey, it's better than nothing. But
yeah, true. Well, hopefully, like I said, hopefully something will change because I know there's been a lot of rumors that they want Roman and The Rock for Mania. But I guess Rock has said if there's no fans, he is not going to do it. So hopefully that will change. And I also saw you a few weeks ago. You had a picture with the Hulkster. How is your
Hogan.
Relationship with
Hogan? He's so cool. Yeah, he's the man. Every time I see him, he's always very complimentary about my dad, puts him over. You know, he's just really genuine, nice guy. You know, he's never been like too busy or too this or too that. He's always just like, oh, just, I don't know if it's like that beachy Florida vibe, but he's just like so chill and hey guys, you know, come on in anytime and have a good time. And oh yeah, that's cool. And wow. And he's just chill. I like him.
Yeah. I met him twice, man. That's my favorite of all time. I love Hogan. He, when Raw was here, I think it was maybe going on 2 years ago, it was actually the day Mean Gene passed and they announced that Hogan was going to be there. I was like a little kid again. So happy when he came out. Cause like I'm short and we were like maybe five rows back from the ring. So when he came out, man, I stood on my chair like, yeah. And the guy's like, sit down. I was like, man, leave me alone. I'm watching Hogan.
Yeah, when I saw him at the Hogan's Beach Shop a couple of weeks ago, he was like, you know, I would have loved to have put Davey over in a match, but I would have wanted to do it right, like when I was Hollywood Hogan and have him win. And I was like, you know, he didn't have to say that. I just thought you're just such a cool guy. Thank you.
So one touchy subject I wanted to ask you, Owen Hart. You know, with the tragedy, what happened, you know, I was actually watching the pay-per-view and I was like, I just can't believe what had happened. And we all know Owen deserves to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. I know his wife still has a lot of issues with WWE for the unfortunate situation. Do you think Owen, the family, will ever let Owen get into the WWE Hall of Fame? No.
Nope, but... Okay. Yeah, but much. You know what? Like they're trying to get on with they've been trying to proceed and get on with their lives, and you know, and I respect them for that, and I've got nothing bad to say, and they just want to be left alone, and you know, they represent and celebrate Owen in other ways, and you know, from Martha Hart's foundation, and you know, Owen is in another Hall of Fame. Like it's I can't remember what Hall of Fame it is, but you know, they do celebrate him, but they you know, after that happened and, you know, there's lots of things that were going on, but Martha has her reasonings and her feelings and people need to respect that. You got to respect that.
You got to respect it.
And
yeah,
you know, at the end of the day, that's Owen's immediate family. And, you know, it's like somebody trying, it's like, if I didn't want my dad in the Hall of Fame and people were forcing it, I'd be like, okay, well, you don't know my situation. You don't know. No, that's, I'm just saying if roles were reversed here, I mean, of course I want my dad, of course, like no duh.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know, then they, and it really annoys me because like, you know, my cousin Oj, like he's not big on social media at all. And like, he gets trolled and harassed and people sending him messages about his mom and how they're, and it's like, they don't leave them alone. Like they want to live their lives in peace and without wrestling. So like, leave it. That's just my viewing on it. So.
Okay. Thank you for that. So let's talk about, we'll talk about Natalia. Let's talk about the trailblazer she is in
WWE. Yeah. Natty, she was the first, like she was there when like the women's, what'd you call it? Like the movement or the evolution happened. Yeah. Like Natty was there from day one. And she helped start it and she's been there and, you know, a lot of women have come and go and Natty is still there. And I mean, Natty looks better than ever. Like, she did.
And she looked awesome Sunday night. And in the new colors and everything, they're like, whoa, okay, Natty.
She looks like she's getting younger. I don't know what her secret is, but she looks great.
Yeah.
And I did a podcast with somebody yesterday, and I was just saying, like, you know, just like we were talking about with Charlotte Flair, like, Natty had the door closed on her for years, WWE. And then, you know, finally she got a chance and an opportunity. And, you know, she always felt like she wasn't enough, you know, like anybody might. But, you know, and especially in wrestling and being on camera, you know, sometimes it's really hard. And, like, the pressures of looking a certain way. And you know, Natty, she's you know, really, really grown and come into her own. And she's inspiring. So, you know, on a physical and mental standpoint, she's never let anything brought her down. And she looks better than ever. So,
I love Natty. Natty, one of my favorites. So, I want to ask your opinion on this because – I've had a conversation with people about this all the time. So I think, you know, in WWE, you know, you have the Raw women's title, the SmackDown women's title, you know. To me, I think they should just go back to the WWE women's title, right? And for the SmackDown women's title, I think they should change that and make that a WWE women's Intercontinental title. I think it'll be more prestigious. I think having a women's Intercontinental title, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know, because then you'd have to get, like, I don't know, like, the women's, like, United States Championship, or the women's, like, I kind of like, you got Raw, which is red, you got SmackDown, which is blue, you got the two belts, like, just keep it simple. But no, I think that might be maybe something they'll look into in the future, and I think that's a good idea, but,
I think it's time for the women to have their own show. I think they should have their own show because I think it would be awesome. You got so many greats over there. So what do you have coming up in the future? I know you said you've been over the NFL for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there was just some stuff that was going on there that I was helping out with. My mom, she was actually helping out too. And Harry was there. It was just at the Armature Works here in Tampa. It was just they were getting some stuff set up. So we were helping. We were all hands on deck. But you know, the next chapter for me, you know, I think you guys are going to see some more of me, on WWE, which will be really cool. And, you know, since my dad's, you know, everything that I've wanted, for him has happened, you know, with the Hall of Fame, he's got this documentary, he's got some other things lined up. Everything that I wanted has happened. And now, you know, besides my dad, you know, I will always continue representing my dad and his legacy and his brand. And I will always be ahead of that, in charge of it, running it. But outside of wrestling now, I'm going to be moving on. I'm not going to be doing, you know, this is going to be one of, I think I've got another podcast on Monday, but like, that's it. I'm not doing any more wrestling related podcasts. I'm going in a new direction. So, thank you. I can't wait for you guys to see and be a part of what's next for me. You know, I've got some ideas and some things, you know, that you guys will have to see, but, it's a new thing for me.
Okay. Awesome. We look forward to it. So I know we got coming up. You know, WWE just started an Icons documentary on W.com. I know they have one, Yokozuna, that just came out. But you said your father
specific date when his episode will be out. I'm not sure if they'll tie it in, like, during that WrestleMania weekend. I'm not sure, but I do know they, when we had spoken about it, WWE said that they wanted his episode to be the second last, if not the last episode. So, it's going to be, you know, that Yokozuna one was really good. And I think they're all going to be really good and different stories, different things. But obviously I'm most anticipated for my dad's, and I put my literal like heart and soul into it. And I've worked really, really hard on it and working with WWE. And I've just been trying to make it the best that I could. And, you know, I tried to be, it really meant a lot to me to do it. And I was very emotional during a lot of it. So, you know, it was a very therapeutic experience, and I'm just grateful that it's happened. So you guys will, you know, it's going to be, I'm kind of afraid to watch it because I'm just like, I'm crying from like start to finish in it. So, it was a lot. It was so important to me. So you guys will see.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me. It's been an honor. If you're ever here in Orlando, let me know. Love to meet you. You guys can check out all the classic matches from the British Bulldog or Davey Boy Smith on WWE.com, the network.
Well, thank you so much, Anthony, for having me on. And, you know, I know we were talking about doing this for a long time and lots of things happened. And now we've had it happen. And it's cool that you're not too far away. And I'm sorry. My condolences to you for the passing of your dad as well. Late last year. Thanks for having me, and it was really cool talking to you.
Same here. Thank you so much. This has been Sinise Unfiltered, Georgia Hart Smith. Love, live life.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Sinise Unfiltered podcast with your host, Anthony Sinise. Tune in again for more unfiltered discussions.